Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asher Basra, Rachol Shishi B'zecher Afan Ruzivu Kogon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah says, "Amecher Yan Chaveroi Vehechmet." A person sold wine to his friend and it spoiled. Einu Chay Bachriusai. The seller is not responsible for that. This referring to where the buyer had already transferred the wine into his kalim, so the seller can tell him, "Look, it's your issue. It's your kalim that caused it to spoil." However, if the wine was still in the kalim of the Meicher, so then the Lekech tell the Meicher, "It's your kalim that caused it to spoil, and it's not my issue." However, Vim Yadua Shiyan. If the seller knows that his wine is the type that spoils quickly, it is a mekach tois, and this is when the buyer tells him, "Look, I was only buying this wine for cooking, and therefore I don't use a lot at a time. It's not for drinking, it's just for putting a little bit into the food, and I use it slowly but surely over time, and therefore I needed wine that lasts, and you didn't tell me that your wine doesn't last, and so in that case, that's a mekach tois." Now, vim amar loy, let's say the seller told the buyer, "Yain mavosam ani maichalach, I'm selling you yain mavosam," which means I'm selling you good aromatic wine, which will last a decent amount of time. That wine has to last at least up until Shavuos. Past Shavuos, it doesn't have to because it gets hot outside and it's normal for it to spoil, but it has to last at least up until Shavuos. The Yashan, if the seller says, "I'm selling you old wine, Mishal Shtaket, it has to be from last year," and Umiyoshan, if he says, "I'm selling you aged wine, Mishal Shalishanim, it has to be 3 years old," which means it has to be from 2 years ago, and now it's already in its third year. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, now we discuss a person sells a piece of property to have a house built on it, or he contracts somebody to build a house for him, but he didn't stipulate how big the house should be. He just said, "Here's a piece of property for a house," or "Build me a house." How big is that house supposed to be? So the Mishnah tells us, a person sells a plot of land to his friend for him to build a house on it, or a guy contracted from his friend to build a base chasanus for his son. This is where his son is going to be living after he gets married, or a house of almanus for his daughter. This is a house that his daughter is going to live in after her husband passes away. And again, it wasn't stipulated how big the house has to be. Rabbi Kiva says, that the minimum size the house is allowed to be is 4 by 6 amos. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel says, "Refas Bakar Huzet." That's the size of a cattle barn. That's where cattle live in a house that's 4 by 6. Rather, a house has to be a little bit bigger than 4 by 6. And El Ritzalas is Refas Bakar. The person wants to build a barn for his cattle, by an arba amos al shesh, then he builds 4 by 6. Continue on, the Mishnah says, "Bayis Katan." Let's say a guy was contracted to build a small house. That's what was said. "Build me a small house." Shesh al Shmoina, that's 6 by 8 amos. Gadol, if we're talking about a large house, Shmoina al Eser, that's 8 by 10 amos. Trackland, we're talking about a palace. This is a house that's used by ministers and important people. Eser al Eser, that's 10 by 10 amis. Now here's another question. Rumoy, what about the height? Up until now, we're just talking about the length and the width of the house. How tall does the house have to be, though? And the answer is, kachatzi archoy, kachatzi rochboy, as tall as half the length and half the width. So if the length of the house is 8 and the width is 6, we do half of 8, that's 4, and half of 6, which is 3, and 4 plus 3 is 7. That means that the height has to be 7. And raya ledavar, heichal. The proof to this is from the heichal. We know the heichal in the first base of Mikdash was 40 amis long and 20 amas wide, and it was 30 amas tall. And half of 40 is 20, half of 20 is 10, 20 plus 10 is 30. And so we see that the height of a structure has to be equal to half the length and half the width. And Rav Shimon Gamliel clarifies, all buildings have to be just like the Heichal, that the height is equal half the width and length. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.